Yeah, dude, that's beautiful. These
okay, Rabbi Isai. Beis Hashem, with Siyata Dishmaya, we're going to try to understand the sugi here. The sugis have one huge maila, and there's one huge chisaron to these sugis. The big maila to these sugis is that there's very little, like the haintig reid on Akoinis. There's very little Rosh Hashivas, there's very little. So the maila is that leaves you a lot of room to say, you know, your own things, because there's very little said here. There's very big chisaron in the sugya that there's very little yeshiva shahintig areid. So you don't know if what you're saying is right or wrong, and you got this like a totally open space, you know, and you could you have to make sure you have to stay on the straight and narrow. There's no straight and narrow. We're making the straight and narrow. So Beis Hashem with siyata d'shmaya, let's try to understand the sugya. In Gemara state, Tanya Amar Yeshua, Arba Dvarim Isa Isa and Pater B'dinei Adam Chay B'dinei Shemai. One thing which we're going to have to try to be masbir is what's meant Chayiv B'dinei Shemai, and what is the Hagdor of Chayiv B'dinei Shemai? Ken Zayin will see it's a Machlokes Rishonim. Ve'elu Hena Paritz Gedel of Nebehemas Chaveroi that is Pater B'dinei Adam Chay B'dinei Shemai. Rashi says, why is he Pater B'dinei Adam? Kasavar Groma Bin Ezakin Pater. Because this Rabbi Yeshua holds Groma Bin Ezakin as Pater. The Shach is Medayik in Rashi. The Shach is Medayik in Rashi. The Rashi says, Kosovar, Groma Bin Ezakin Pater. That means that he holds that way. It seems that Rashi seems to feel that there's other positions about Groma Bin Ezakin. Now, there's nowhere in the Gemara that we speak about a Machlokes about Groma Bin Ezakin. There's no Gemara that says there's a Machlokes. So why does Rashi say, Kosovar, Groma Bin Ezakin? Rashi obviously understood someone argues. Because there is a Machlokes about Garmi. About Garmi is a machlokes in the Gemara. If Garmi is Chayiv or Pater. So Rashi seems to be equating Garmi and Groma. Garmi and Groma, Rashi seems to say, it's really the same thing. Rashi's not machalik between Garmi. If you hold Groma is Chayiv, then what are you going to hold about Garmi? Garmi is Chayiv. And if you hold Groma is Pater, Garmi is Pater. So they're the same. So Kosovar, Groma, Nezakin, Pater, because the man Darmo holds Garmi is Chayiv, is also going to hold Groma is Chayiv. No difference. Garmi, Groma, it's tomato, tomato. It's the same thing.
Is the man Darmo that holds Garmi is Chayiv, and everybody agrees that Groma is Pater?
What'd you say?
Is the man Darmo that holds Garmi is Chayiv straight up in the Gemara?
Is there a Shitas Rishonim? There's a Shitas Rishonim that the Machloikis is only binageya to Garmi. But everyone agrees that Grama's Pater. That's most Rishonim hold. Rashi seems to hold, no, Garmi and Grama are the same. And if you hold Garmi as Chayiv, you can hold Grama as Chayiv. If you hold Garmi as Pater, you can hold Grama as Pater. Some people are daikin Rambam also. It's a big hack if the Rambam, the hack if Rashi holds that way also. But the Shach seems to say that's Pshat in Rashi. The Ramban seems to say that in Rashi. Yamsha Shlomo says it can't be in Rashi. It's a big tumult. But the moment that's what I would like to now first discuss, what is the difference between Garmi and Grama? Rashi holds the dinim are identical.
The dinim. Case, though, right?
The dinim are identical. Dinim are going to be identical. So the difference is there's a mashkiach in Ner Yisrael who was also a big Talmid Chacham. His name was Rav Kornglass. Rav Kornglass used to say shir. So one of the things he used to say that kasha and I don't remember what, I think his mashal was spaghetti or pasta. They're both, you can mechalk between them. Of a beid dezen and mezonos.
Farfel
and kasha. Okay. Something like that. Farfel and kasha are both, you can be mechalik, but beid is enemizonis. Garmi, groma, this, that, you want to say, you're splitting hairs. It's the same thing. They're both chayiv, they're both pater. It doesn't make a difference. You can make chilukim between kasha and farfel. You got it? That's what Rashi holds. And the other Rishayim seem to all know. It's like kasha and rice. Kasha and rice are very different. Maybe beta zenim azoinas. Aber rice is a brain of fascists. It's not the same thing. It's very similar, but it's different. Rashi holds beta zelbazach. So what's grum and garmi? We saw together, myself and Ezra, we don't have, I don't know what the makar is. We saw in the Encyclopedia Talmudis a nice way to remember it. It seems to be brought down. It's not, he didn't just make this up. It seems probably from Mishnah or something. Garmi, the focus is on the gimel. Garmi. Girumma, the focus is on the resh mem, on the mem resh, on the end. Garmi is the beginning. Grumma is the end. What does that mean? Garmi, you see me as being involved. The very beginning is something that I'm there, I'm involved in it. I'm the one who started it. Grumma is a focus on what happens at the end. Hezek happens. It's harder to see me connected with the Hezek, so the focus on the end. Garmi, the focus on the beginning. Grumma, the focus on the end. Grumma, Hezek happened.
The raya is from the fact you pronounce.
I don't know if it's the raya, that's the reason why they're pronounced that way. That's the reason why Garmi is Garmi, and Grumma is Grumma. Garmi is... I'm more involved in Garmi. We're going to have to see what an example of Garmi is, as opposed to Grumma. Garmi, it's more me. The beginning, when it's set into motion, that's when it really happens. Grumma is the Hezek happened at the end. Rashi says, no difference. The fact is, I didn't do it. According to Rashi, if I didn't do it, either I'm your chayiv or your pater. That's Rashi's Shita. And I'm going to show you how perhaps this plays into later into Rashi also. Because Rashi says, what's the case of Koifif Koimasoi? What's the case of Poritz Geder? Amar Ma'ar says, Apoiritz Geder Fnei Be'emes Chaveru Echidami Ilema B'Koisel Bari B'Dinei Adam Nami L'Chayiv. If it's Koisel Bari, it should be Chayiv and Dinei Adam also, says Rashi. Mi'a Koisel. The focus in the Gemara says you should be Chayiv, but by Koisel Bari is on the Koisel. However, Abehema Lekala Meimer Demechayiv, Dehatnan Pirtsua Listim Pater. It says in the Mishnah, Pirtsua Listim is Pater. Now, Pirtsua Listim is Pater, we're talking about what happens to the animal in the Mishnah. When Pirtsua Listim, what was the Mishnah talking about? The animal
damage.
Goes and does damage. What are we talking about in our case? Rashi said, the animal gets damage. Lost. So Rashi is equating two different results. That's not so simple to equate those two different results. There are Rishonim that are Mechalek. We're going to see Tosis is going to be Mechalek between them. Tosis here, Tosis Sanhedrin, the Ra'ah. Say, hold on a second. The animal getting damaged or the animal getting lost, basically, when does the animal get lost?
Right away.
I would call that maybe more of a Garmi. When does the animal do damage? At the end. That's maybe more of a grumma. So, you can't draw from our Mishnah a deduction what's going to be over here. They're not the same.
But
with Hirashi,
they are.
That's what Rashi says. Listen, Portsua listim, Salstazel Vazach, Garmi, grumma. It's all the same. So if you put there, you're going to put here. So Rashi just has to bring our Mishnah. Pertsua, Listim, Potter, finished. No reason to be to the friendship between them. However, my friends, Toisvis Bayos also says we're talking about the Koisel. Toisvis Bayos also says we're talking about the Koisel. Because Toisvis says, let's look at Toisvis. Toisvis, Ilema Bekoisel, Bari, Bidino Namelechai, Pirish Akoisel. Toisus doesn't bring a raya from Pirtsua Listim. Why not? Because I might think that Pirtsua Listim is included in a claim. That would be grumma, but our case is garmi. Says Toisus, listen, I'm not proving anything from the Mishnah, but the fact is that the case of the animal goes out and gets lost is also called a grumma. Toisus in Sanhedrin says, this is called Garmi, not Grama. Or over here, it's Bari Azeka, the Ra'ah, Toisus Sanhedrin, whatever it is. Our Toisus seems to say that no, it's still called Grama. In other words, what's Grama and what's Garmi is very, very unclear. It's not obvious. where exactly to draw the line. There's pages and pages in the Encyclopedia Talmudis, many different Rishonim. Some say Garmi is this, some say Garmi is that, some say Grama is this, some say you need two things, some say you only need one thing. So, but there's definitely going to be degrees. According to Tosfos, there are degrees. So can I prove from what happens by Pertsua Listim, where it's more removed, to what's going to be the din, also in our case, where it's Peretz Gedol Lefnei Behemes Chaver and it gets lost? No! Rashi says you can't, because there's no degrees in Rashi. Rashi is Grama, Garmi, the same.
But it could be Rashi would hold that there is a Garmi and these are both Grama.
We have a Diak that Rashi says not like that. And then Rashi wouldn't bring a Raya from the Mishnah. These two are the Shitasa. Rashi doesn't hold there's such a thing as Garmi and Groma. We have a Diak from the Rashi before. Right. And if Rashi did, then why would Rashi bring a Raya from...
Meaning that they're both Groma, or even though it's Garmi, you still have the same din.
Is it clear that one is more than the other?
Not necessarily. We were just saying...
No, is it clear that one is more than the other? And not clear that the din is going to be different. They might, but there's one.
There's a difference in fact, right? One was Hezek.
Hezek happened earlier than the other.
If they're both considered Groma, they could both be considered.
That's possible. That's what Tosfos holds. But Tosfos didn't bring a Raya from Pitzul Listim. No, but they can't bring a Raya from Pitzul Listim because it's clear that one is more than the other. You want to tell me, I hold it's Groma. Okay, say it's Groma, but don't bring a Raya from Pitzul Listim because Pitzul Listim is more removed.
Pitzul Listim is Groma?
You could, but just because Pitzul Listim is Groma is not a Raya that our case is also Groma. It's not a raya from Pitzul Listim.
It's a bigger chiddush.
For sure. So therefore, you want to tell me that it's Grama, tell me that. But don't bring him a raya from the Mishnah. The Mishnah's not a raya. The Mishnah's talking about where the animal damaged after it went out. Okay, for sure I'm putter over there. That's more removed. You want to tell me I'm putter here also? You hold that this is Grama? Fine. That's what Tosfos says. But don't bring me a raya from the Mishnah. Rashi brings a raya from the Mishnah because Rashi says there's no difference. Grama, Garmi is all the same. I can bring you a raya from one extreme to the other. You did it, you're chayiv. You didn't do it, you're putter. Period. Kasavar, Grama putter, Garmi putter, everything's putter. No degrees in Rashi. That's Rashi. According to Rashi, so what's this pshat that we said? You're going to be chayiv when it comes to bedinei shamayim. What does it mean when he says potter bedinei adam? Chayiv bedinei shamayim. Why are you chayiv bedinei shamayim? So says the Me'iri pshat in Rashi. In the case of koisel ra'ua, why are you chayiv? Because you have bad intentions. What does Rashi hold? Maybe he says, Rabbi Shaber, Rashi holds, Avada, you're not a mazik. You're not a mazik. But you are a person who had bad intentions here. Are we going to be mechayiv you midin mamoin? No. But you're a bad intended person. And damage happened to him. You are now chayiv kapora. Kapora. Rabbi Shaber compares it to the Gemara. The Gemara says, what happens if a person is niskavein to eat basar chazir and accidentally eats basar tleh? The halacha is, the Gemara Nazir says he's toin kapara. Why? Bad intentions. That's what it means. Chayiv b'dinei shamayim. He's got a bad intentions. We don't make degrees of chiyuvim. It's nothing to do with mammon, maybe. Nothing to do with mammon. You're a bad guy. Now,
it doesn't matter on the wall, behema, it's not.
There's no chiyuv mammon. According to Rashi, it could be there's no chiyuv mammon. It's not about chiyuv mammon. It's about your intentions. You had bad intentions. The kaisel was re'ua. The kaisel was coming down anyway. So anyway, this guy, you intended to do bad to him. You need a kafara. Now, can that guy come now and claim that you owe him money because of what you did? No. Chayiv l'dei shamayim doesn't mean you have to pay him anything? No, I'm not necessarily a mazik. Don't call me a mazik. You could call me a person with bad intentions. I have to clap al chayt for that. But, what? Even maybe Ben Olam HaMakom you could call it. Maybe Ben Olam HaMakom. Because I never actually damaged anyone.
Doesn't the Meiri say that the Chiyuv B'Dei Shamayim is the Chiyuv
Mammon? Right, so maybe Machlokes is Rashi and Meiri. We don't see it clearly in Rashi.
It's not Mefurish in Rashi, right? He says that it's only a Chiyuv,
right, even in the Meiri. Right, Rashi says it's just a...
What's the lashon there again? Rashi over there?
Gittin.
Gittin is Kavanasu.
Peronius. You're a bad guy. You're gonna Hashem's gonna get you for that. You're a bad guy. It's Peronius. That's all it is, according to Rashi. Al Kopanim, according to Tosfos, we're going to see a whole different approach to the sugya, my friends. Tosfos says the following thing. What's the case Yechayev Bala Tzeside Shamayim? Says Tosfos at the end. The case is where the reason he knocked down the wall was because he thought he was doing a mitzvah. He's doing a mitzvah. Is this a bad guy?
He thought. Falling down.
That's why he knocked it down, because he thought he was doing a mitzvah. I'm in the first terrace. Tosfos says, you know why he knocked down the wall? Because he thought he was doing a mitzvah. He's saying Shem Yichu Kuchabrichu. He's a chassid over here. Maybe he's an Am Haaretz chassid, because why should he not have knocked down the wall? Because there's an animal behind it. Right? But Tosfos says, I'll read you the Lashon of Tosfos.
You see, that was his kavan?
Yeah, says Tosfos.
I don't see that him wanting to do that.
Hold on.
Shabbat Mitzavim.
I would have thought he should not be laniach min lister. What is he going to do now? He's going to break the wall in order to be mekayim the mitzvah. He should not stop from breaking down the wall. So what's he going to do? He's going to do the mitzvah. That's what he's going. And we should say, don't break down the wall. There's a man behind it. I don't care about the man behind it. I got a mitzvah to do. It sounds like his intention is he's coming now to do a mitzvah. So why is he chayv bala tzisidei shamayim? Tosfos seems to be learning a whole different pshat in bala tzisidei shamayim. Bala tzisidei shamayim is the fact is this guy got damaged. Damage happened because of you. You wanted to do it because you thought you were doing a mitzvah. But when your mitzvah ended up becoming his hefsid, his damage, you have to pay. Am I a garmi? No. Can you hold me responsible? No. But Tosfos says, garmi, maybe, Tosfos holds, is going to be chayif. Groma is maybe going to be Potter. But even Groma, we're going to make you Chayv Bala Tzisidei Shamayim. Those are all the different levels according to Tosfos. Tosfos says, you're going to be Chayv Mamon Bala Tzisidei Shamayim. You're called a Mazik. You're a Mazik.
Even though you did a mitzvah, you're a Mazik.
Even though you did, yeah. You should have been Haniach, the mitzvah. Bishul Behemes Chaveiro. So you had great intentions. It's very nice of you. The fact is, you caused someone damage. You caused him damage. Was I a gra? Am I Sasha Pei? No, you're only a grummer.
How do we know he had great intentions? It just says that the Baal would want the
Baal. It could be he had bad
intentions. Not the Baal would want to want. It's not what he's saying. Ain lo lahaniach. It's not about what the Baal wants. It's about what his din is.
It's about but in other words, he's.
The Baal wants the wall taken down. He's intended the damage. You would think since the Baal wants it, it'll be
No. The Baal doesn't want you to knock down the wall and let the animals go out. The Baal for sure doesn't want that.
Right.
For sure.
Tyson says, "Shall buy them between the sides. Shall let you pull up any other."
It's nothing about what he wants to do. He can still become the damage. Right.
You have to do it.
He can become because he wants to damage it. The Baalim want the wall taken down. So you would think that he'd be positive because the Baalim want it.
The Baalim doesn't want it. The Baalim do not want him to knock down the wall. They don't. They're mechuyev. They're obligated to knock it down. So therefore, you would think, listen, buddy, I know I damaged your wall, but guess what? I had no choice because you had to take it down, and therefore I'm taking it down for you, even though you're going to cause a loss. I might think, and the answer is Kamash Malin, no, don't take it down for me.
Maybe he did it on purpose from the animal.
Who said you're taking it down
maybe
for
maybe he did it on purpose when the animal was there.
So then what does it have to do with
the Baal, and you would think he's potter because the Baal had to anyway.
But he doesn't say that. It says, this person who's now knocking it down, should he not knock it down because of the behemoths or not? Why is he knocking it down? Because of the mitzvah. Let's read the Tosfos inside. Rabbi say, we have to read the Tosfos. Let's read
it. We would think
because he's knocking it down to do a mitzvah. That's why. Let's read the Tosfos. Rabbi say, let's read the Tosfos inside. Hochi Kamar, two lines from the bottom. Kivan de le Mister Koi. This wall is what's it called when something's supposed to be knocked down?
Desking.
No, there's like a. But, no, when a wall, it's something that's about
condemned.
Condemned. There's another word for condemned for something.
Abolish.
No, what do you do?
Demolish.
Demolish. Demolition. There it is.
Condemned for demolition.
The Balaam is mitzuvah to knock it down. Now, our boy said, are the Balaam knocking it down?
No.
No. Why not? Because they probably don't want
to.
No, they probably don't want to. Okay. Shaloyipa al-shumbnei adam. Salka daitach. Dekol hakoidem b'mitzvah zacha. What does that mean? He's got, the Balaam is chuyv to knock down the wall. So I can do it now. I'm koydem b'mitzvah zacha. I'm going to do it before him. Ve'ein lazeh lahaniach milister b'shvil behemas chaveiroi. What does that mean? Ve'ein lazeh. Who's the lazeh?
The guy knocks it down.
The guy who's knocking it down. I would think the ein lazeh, he should not lahaniach, to hold back from knocking down the wall b'shvil behemas chaveiroi. In other words, he's standing there, and he says, oh, there's a behema there. Should I knock down the wall or not? He said, well, maybe I shouldn't, because the behema's going to get out. Nah, I have to knock down the wall. So don't hold yourself back from knocking it down because of the animals. Knock it down because it's a mitzvah. So why is he knocking down the wall? Because of the mitzvah. So he's a nice guy. He might be a little bit of an amaretz because you're not supposed to knock down the wall if someone else has got a behemoth behind it. But I might have thought, maybe you don't have to. I'm not chayiv for that. Kamash when I am. So what do I see? But let's see, even if he's a nice guy, he's a good guy. And the reason is because, again, this is Tosis Lishitasli. Tosis has degrees. He has degrees in mazik. There's mazik which I can hold you 100% responsible for. I do it with my own yadayim. And then there's mazik which is garmi. Garmi also we're going to make you chayiv for. Grama, maybe not. Grama, balatzis de shamayim. Because even something you didn't do, you can be held responsible for. If you're a garmi, you're 100% responsible. What does that mean? Chayiv. Grama, you're kind of responsible. What does that mean? Balatzis de shamayim. So according to Tosfos,
this is grum.
What's a case of garmi?
A case of garmi. Oh, we're going to see in a minute. We're going to see in a minute. A classic case. Right, Tosfos is saying it's not garmi. Okay, but we could have understood that when your parents get it, when the animal gets out, that's already called garmi, and then you would be chay. But this Tosfos, this happens to be grumma. Tosfos does not bring a raya from Petzua Listim. Because Pertzua Listim is for sure grama. And this case of Peretz Gedolf Nei Behemes Chaveiro might be Garmi. Who says it's Garmi? The Ra'ah. Tosfos says no. Now, so you have to know where you put your lines. There's going to be, there's a threshold. What would be a case of maybe more Garmi than this case? What would be a case that something is more Garmi than Peretz Gedolf Nei Behemes Chaveiro? Would be as follows. Let's say you have a pipe, and a person opens someone else's pipe. Your parents gather lefnei hamayim. You open a dam. Right? There, it's miyad, biyad, that bari azeka, it's got all of the trappings. That's the choyra going to be like a bigger, that's to be, you need more, there's numerous different possibilities for what's going to
inhibit. So
it wasn't mazik the mayim.
You
have a wall here. I pulled the wall away. I'm parrots get it off nebe hemes chavera.
What is that a case the other day? Is that also going to be like if let's say a guy's in a fire and you stop him from getting out? Like you don't allow him to get out?
That might be even less than garmi, maybe. I'm not sure. Because you're just stopping that solo.
So
that we're going to have to see Tamon. We're going to get to Tamon. We have to see what happens over there.
The way to look at it is if it's for sure going to get out or not.
Could be. Again.
Why would it matter? Kreis of Bari or Kreis of Ruah? That doesn't make a difference if it's for sure going to get out or not going to get out. If you're knocked out of the wall, that's
no, that won't make a difference. The Shaili is if a Kreis of Ruah, you're not Chayv on the Kreis of. According to Tosfos, according to Rashi, and Achanami. And Achanami. It wasn't discussion on the animal, according to Rashi and Tosfos. Yeah, it's all about, it's just about the wall. The discussion was just the animal. Okay. Fine. This is all Rabbi Say Pshat and Tosfos. What comes now with the difficult part is what does Rambam hold? This is going to be the difficult part. The Rambam says, in a case where it's Kaisel Bari and the animal gets out, you're going to be Chayiv on the animal. Kaisel Bari and the animal gets out. A pirate's Geder. And you're Chayiv. Right, we're going to see in a second. Oh, I just skipped something. Right. No, I didn't skip anything. Rambam says, a pirate's Geder. Lifnei behemas chaveroi, and the animal gets out, and the animal damages your chayiv. Bidine adam. Chayiv bidine adam.
On the animal also?
Hezek. We'll start with the hezek. We're going to start with the hezek. We'll see. Ram says your chayiv. Why does Ram hold your chayiv? Why is it any different than the case of partzua listim? Partzua listim, your pater. Over here, your chayiv. The answer is, says the Magen Mishnah, because over here, why was he Peretz Gedol Fnei Beis Chaveiro? What was it? It's Kavanah L'Hazik. And over there, he just wanted to steal. Great. So does the Rambam recognize that there's something called Kavanah L'Hazik that's going to change the way that we deal with the Mazik? Yes. The Rambam asks a kasha on Rashi. Rashi, if we're talking about Kaisel Ra'ua, so why in the case of Ba'alotzei Sidei Shamayim are you going to tell me that you're, why are you Chai Ba'alotzei Sidei Shamayim Kaisel Ra'ua? If it's Kaisel Ra'ua, you should be Potter, says the Miri, because it's Kavanotzei L'Hazik. So why didn't the Rambam think of Kavanotzei L'Hazik? He himself holds of Kavanotzei L'Hazik. The Rambam himself made the chilik of Kavanotzei L'Hazik, yes or no? According to the Rambam, what's the difference between Peretz Gedel Lefnei Behemes Chaveir and Partzua Listim? Kavanos Lahazik. According to Rashi, why in the case of Kaisel Ra'ua are you saying you're Chayiv Balat Tzisidei Shemayim? Kavanos Lahazik.
The Rambam doesn't say you're Pater from the animal per se. He's talking about the Kaisel. He brings Tyson.
No. He's talking about the animal. He's the question. Why you chayv olas tzidei shemayim on the animal?
He's bringing a proof as to how we know we're not talking about the kaisel.
Because if you're talking about the kaisel and the kaisel is ra'ua, then you shouldn't be chayv olas tzidei shemayim on the animal. So then why does he just say kavanas lazik?
It could be, but it could also be that he's just saying that on the wall you wouldn't be chayv olas tzidei shemayim.
No, who said you're chayv olas tzidei shemayim on the wall? Who said you are?
Right, that's what I was saying. He's saying amai.
Okay. Elamai, you have to say the Rambam is machalik between the two of them. I can accept Kavanos Lahazik, or let's say like this. I would say as follows. The Rambam holds, say like this, that the din of Bolot Tzisidei Shamayim is not totally in my Kavana Bechlav. It's not about my Kavana, I'm good guy, bad guy. Bolot Tzisidei Shamayim is a Chiyav Mamon, like Tosfos learns. So you have to have a Chiyav Mamon. And you can't just tell me, what's Rashi's Svar of Kavanos Lahazik? We said, because you're a bad guy. And what does Balas Yisdei Shemayim mean? You're Chayv Peronius. But if you learn Balas Yisdei Shemayim is a Chiyav Mamayim, like Tosfos learned, then we don't care that you're a bad guy. You're not a bad guy. Tosfos says, even if his Kavanasa is to do a mitzvah, he's going to be Chayv Balas Yisdei Shemayim. Right? So the Rambam Mechura holds like Tosfos. And to me, it doesn't make a difference, Bechlal, what his Kavan is. So then why does the Rambam Mechalik between Kavanas, when I'm going to get Portzua Listim, or Peretz Gedol Fnei Behemes Chaveiro. Obviously, the Rambam says, over there, it's not about being a good guy or a bad guy. I'm going to make you Chayev Mamon Mikoyach your Kavanos Lahazik. Masha Enkein, in the case of Koisel Ru'ua, we just wanted to make you a bad guy with your Kavan. So that's not enough. What's the difference? This is one of the trap that we're in the Rambam.
What's the difference between our Mishnah and the Rambam? What's the difference
between the Kaisel? We said the following thing. The Rambam is Akasha on Rashi. Why by Kaisel Ru'ua are you going to be Chayiv Lotzei Sidei Shemayim? That's a Rambam in the Tshuvas Rambam in over there by Luniel. Says the Meiri, it's very simple because it's Kavanos Lahazik. Obviously, the Rambam doesn't understand Kavanos Lahazik as being a factor. Okay? But then the Rambam says, the case of Peretz Gedol Fnei Behemes Chaveiro, says the Magen Mishnah, because Kavanos Lahazik. So, do you hold up Kavanos Lahazik or do you not? We're saying, Rambam holds up Kavanos Lahazik here, not there. Why? Here he's coming to make you chayiv, become a mazik. If you want to make you a mazik, you can do that kavanas lahazik. Just to make you chayiv latzis deshmaim because you're a good guy, bad guy, that's not going to work. Shaila, what's the difference? How exactly?
Why can't we say that a mitzvah is different?
What do you mean a mitzvah is different?
Specifically by a mitzvah, we're not going to make you chayiv deshmaim because you're doing a mitzvah.
Ah, that could be.
You say that the Ram says that your chayiv and kavanah would mean that your chayiv b'day adam, not b'day shemayim.
So why not? Why can kavanah also make you chayiv b'day shemayim? So maybe like this. Maybe like this. And this is what Ezra was suggesting during First Seder is as follows. In the case of Koisel Ru'uah, the Rambam holds that the wall is Ru'uah. Is this animal being watched right now? Now I break down a Koisel Ru'uah. For all intents and purposes, what did I just do vis-a-vis the animal?
Nothing.
So is there a Hezek here to make me responsible for? I was Kavanosul Hazek. Great, I'm shooting arrows in the air. Because it's already a Koisel Ru'uah. So you can't make me chayiv on the Hezek if there's no Hezek. What is Rashi hold? I'm not making you chayiv on the Hezek. Are you a bad guy? Why did you break down his wall? Because you're a mitzvah? No, you're not a mitzvah man. Not Tosfos. Why did he break the wall? Because he wanted the animal to get out. Maybe the animal would have gotten out anyway. Maybe he's burning it, but that's clearly his intention. He had evil intentions. He clearly had evil intentions. He's chayiv lasos hadei shamayim because it's all about your kavanah. We don't care if you did Hezek or not. There's no Hezek here. You're right. I hold groma garmi. It's not Hezek. You're putter. But still, means that we consider you a bad guy, you're going to get piranias, even though there's no hezek. But the Rambam holds, you need to have a hezek over here. Even if no hezek happened, the case that Rabbi Sheber gave is there was an eskaving to eat basar chazir and he ate basar tleh. No avera, zero avera, chayv kapara. Why? Because you had bad intentions. So even in the case of Koisel Ru'uah, where the wall anyway wouldn't have held, the wall is anyway the Mr. Koi. Right? You can call me a mazik, you can't call me a mazik. Could you say I wanted to do hezek? Could you say I had bad intentions? Yeah. So according to Rashi, there, so I hear. It's a good kasha. He's asking a good kasha. It's a kasha on Rabbi Sheber. He's asking a good kasha. Why does it have to be bechlal? That yeah. I don't know. It doesn't say it's yotza. Peretz get from nebemis chaveroi. Maybe it wasn't Yatza. Peretz Gelf, maybe it was Chaver, and it wasn't Yatza. According to Peretz, he's saying that.
Mishnah says the Mishnah says Yatza Ezekiel.
That's in the Mishnah. We're talking about over here.
I'm saying down here. It went out. It would.
Well, let me explain.
Why are we bringing that up? Why
do you have to say Behemoth?
Oh, because the whole reason is you're coming to be Mazik the Behemoth. That's what you're coming to do. Your intention is get the Behemoth out. So you're Pater B'dinei Adam because you're only a grama. But you bechayv din shemaim even if the animal doesn't go out. That's what it's saying.
To
klap al chet. Klap al chet. Klap al chet. That's it. The way that Rabbi Sheber is learning over here is that it's hishtels tzu. It's niskavin lechol besar chazir. The oichel and he ends up eating besar tle ton kapara. He's niskavin lahazik beisur v'lokim. Yeah. Niskavin lahazik beisur, kavanas isur, mahave isur, mahave chiyu b'dei shamayim. It's a good kasha. Al kopanim, Rambam doesn't learn that way. They learn balas isur shamayim is a chiyu b'mamon. It's a chiyu b'mamon. If it's a chiyu b'mamon, that has to be hefzid. Has to be hezek. So at kama is already koisel ru'uah. So I see it as if that the animal's already out. So I wasn't mastered you. The wall, I'm not mastered you on the wall. It's lemister kai or whatever the reason is. The wall's not called a hefset. If the wall's not called a hefset, says the Rambam, so then why am I chai balitz zidei shemayim bechlal? There's no shmir here at all. Could be. Al koponim.
Why does it have to be that it's not a shmir? Why can't it be that it's a koisel ru'uah, but it's still a shmir?
That's what Rambam says.
If that's the case, then we're going to have a problem. Then why is Niskav not going to be Mechayev you?
Right.
It could be Mechayev and Koyech Lekavanasa.
The Rambam holds. It could be something
wrong. Yeah.
The Rambam said Koyech. Yeah. Like Haratz.
What did you say?
The Rambam says Koyech.
Yeah, we're going, if you learn that it's a Koysel, Rambam doesn't learn it's that Ru'uah. The Rambam holds that the Koysel is a Koysel that Be'etzim could stand. But if Rashi holds it's a koisel, that's mamish so shvach. that's worth nothing. That's what the Rambam is saying. I hold it's a koisel, that with a koisel, when it's there, it would taka, maybe hold it in place. But you, Rashi, that are saying that now you're putter on the koisel, because the koisel is worth nothing. If the koisel is worth nothing, so then what did I do?
But the Rambam holds it because it was a shmir kusa?
That's what it seems to be, right?
Right.
Now I want to get to the Nakuda of the Rambam as follows. It's interesting. The Rambam learns the case of Paritz Gedol Fnei Behemes Chaveroi. He's talking about that the animal goes and does damage. What about if the animal gets lost? What about if the animal gets lost? Rambam doesn't say. It's not in the Rambam. If you would have asked me, Misvara, what would I have said? For sure you're chayiv. If I'm chayiv for step two, the animal goes and damages, and for sure the animal gets lost. It's just interesting the Rambam doesn't say it.
Rashi says,
Ramam says, but that I wanted the animal causing nezek, because I wanted the animal cause nezek, right?
It sounds like
right. I would like to suggest in the Rambam, Rabbi Isai, a whole new mahalach that the Rambam holds your putter if the animal gets damaged. The haloi davar. The exact opposite of the Tosfos. Tosfos said, if you're chayiv on anything, you're chayiv the animal getting damaged. The Rambam says if you're chayiv on anything, you're only chayiv the animal damaging. The animal getting damaged, you're not. Which one is closer to be happening? Which one is more bari azeka? Which one's more garmi?
The animal getting damaged.
The animal getting damaged. What's shot in the Rambam? The Rambam says you're chayiv on the animal. What?
My kavanah was not for this man to get lost.
Right.
According to Rambam, it's a different kavanah slahaza.
So if your kavanah was for it to get lost, it's hard to really figure out
what exactly his kavanah is. I guess you're saying my kavanah is
specifically lahazi.
I got it.
That's why.
I didn't want the animal to get lost.
Otherwise by Gneva,
why did I want
to find out?
Maybe that's a hechad tensa for that to happen. But otherwise, why by Gneva would you be punter for? It's the same type of thing. By Gneva, you were trying.
Gneva, you don't want anything to happen to the animal. You want to take the animal. Right. Over here, I wanted the animal. I wanted something bad to happen to the bailim. So I wanted dafka, the animal should damage and not get lost.
Yeah, that's what he says.
That's what he says.
What would happen if it did get lost? He wants the owner to lose money.
Not the animal.
Right?
That's what the Rambam says. If it was all about him losing money, then it doesn't matter. Then as long as you had any...
Why does it make any sense? Doesn't make any sense.
Second. By Gneva, did he want the guy to lose money?
No.
He just wanted the animal
for
himself. And he wanted the other guy to lose
money. No!
He doesn't know.
He's a nice guy. He's my best friend. I love him. I just love myself more than I love him.
Yeah.
No, I don't want him to lose money. I just want money. I don't want. I'm not interested in being mafsidim. But if you want to be mafsidim, you make a difference between the almasid. It's not muchach. Listen, I'll say pshat. Maybe it'll work. Okay. Perhaps as follows. Rabbi Yosher Ber Soloveitchik makes a beautiful diak. His diak is: where does the Rambam bring this halacha? This halacha of Peretz Gedol Fnei Behemes Chaveroi in Hilchos Nizkei Mammon. Nizkei Mammon is about your objects causing damage. When I'm Peretz Gedol Fnei Behemes Chaveroi. Now the animal goes out and damages. Why would you want me to be chayiv? Because I caused the damage? Is that nizke mammon, or is that nizke, is that hilchos mazik? Would you put that in hilchos chayiv or mazik? Would you put that in nizke mammon? Is that my mammon damaging, or am I a goyrim for the damage happening? Where would you put that? What? If a person... is Pirates Gedol Fnei Behemes Chaveroi. I break open the fence. The animal goes out. Now something bad happens. Is that Nizke Mamoin or is that Mazik? That should be in Hilchos Mazik. But the Rambam puts in Hilchos Nizke Mamoin. Obviously the Rambam understands that you are Chayiv because of the damage that the animal did, and it's Nizke Mamoin. It somehow became Nizke Mamoin, which we're going to have to explain. But if that's the case, I understand why we're not talking about the animal getting damaged. Because the animal's lost. Who caused the animal to get lost? If anyone, me. Right? But that's not Niske Mamoin. And maybe that's Garmi or Groman. Maybe I'm Putter. The Rambam is saying the Mechayev over here is Midin Niske Mamoin. What does that mean? It means as follows. There's an animal that has a Shmira. Who's supposed to watch an animal? The owner. He's supposed to watch his animal. And let's say he did a great job watching his animal, and the animal damaged anyway. It's going to be Putter. Now what happens if I intentionally take away the Shmira of the animal so that it should become a Mazik? Now whose Mazik is it? Is it his Mazik or my Mazik?
It's your Mazik.
It became my Mazik. Because I made it into a Mazik. Says the Rambam, if I'm making the animal into a Mazik, now it's my Mazik, it's not his. It's almost like I became a Shomer. It's not, if I become a Shomer, I'm Chayev. Why am I Chayev? It's not my animal. The answer is, now the animal is your responsibility because you accepted it. You can also become responsible if you don't accept responsibility if you make it into a Mazik. He's got an animal, it's Shomer, it's beautiful, it's nice, it's protected. I come and I then take away the Shmira on the animal, I'm going
to
become Chayev.
That's only when it's done with Kavanah.
Yeah, with oh, the
yeah. It's only when you're done with Kavanah. Correct. That's what's going to make me...
Why?
What?
Why is it only done with Kavanah? Let's say Niske Mamoin. If I take the cover off my bar, whether I mean it intentionally or not, I'm still Chayev.
Bar is always Mamoin.
Yeah,
but
the same thing here.
If my shar let out goes out with Kavanah or not, I'm still Chayev.
I mean, the Gemara says that...
So perhaps
what?
The Gra says that the Ram says that the Afin is a Chayev.
Oh, good, 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 very good. The Lashon of the Gra is Ram because of Afin is Kel Mechayev. He's mashmeh. It's both of them. He's learning in the Goyin. It's both of them. You could learn it. You could learn the Rambam is both of them. You could learn it like that. Good, very good. Goyin is Mechayev mashmeh. Din Garmi. Din Garmi. It's going to be Chayev on both of them. But we're suggesting it's not me, Dingarmi. We're saying as follows. I become a Bailim on the Mazik when I make the Mazik. If I accidentally do it, it's not Bekavana. I didn't make the Mazik. I was Mesalik is Shmira Betois. That's not called I'm making a Mazik. But if my Kavana is that this animal should go and be Mazik, so then I'm the person who's Achray on the Mazik. It's my Mazik now. Now that it's my mazik, it's my niske mamon. It's my mamon that's mazik. I don't own the mamon, but it's ki'ilo I own the mamon. And therefore, he's going to be chayiv. That's only being chayiv on the animal doing damage. But what about the animal getting damaged? Then you can discuss some chayiv midin garmi, grama, whatever what the Ram holds.
You might even say that the grama is that the animal got injured or lost.
Right.
That might be the grama from the,
right. Right.
From the nezik that you're causing.
Yeah, and then.
Well, it happened.
Let's not push it away.
Getting out, I guess, is not lost yet till after.
What do you
so
mean?
Once it's out, it's lost. No, that's
therefore what?
He's saying that after the hezek, this is the grum.
Oh, there could be more. I mean, what happens if afterwards they find it and the animal was?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, are we trying to see this from the fact that it's in this game, Mamon, that you're not going to be chayev?
We're like, saying the Rambam is not addressing being chayev mitzad that. Now
so
maybe
if you were chayev from both. Like where would he?
He would maybe say in two places. It's two different dinim. Well, we were talking about the animal damaging. So the Rambam says the animal damaging, you're chayev midine his niske mamon. If it's dine niske mamon, the Rambam is saying that you're obviously considered to be the bailam on this behema, sure. And now your animal damaged just like all other niske mamon. I became responsible.
What about
the
chayso?
How are the midine mamon? It's my animal.
By Kosel Ru'ua, you mean?
No, Rambam doesn't put it in
the house. In the case of Kosel Ru'ua, because there's no... why you put there in Dine Adam? It's not going to become your animal over there. Because the Bailam didn't do a Shemira.
So it's like he never...
Yeah, yeah.
Chayv the Rambam holds your Chayv on the wall, right? He says that, of course...
If it's a Kosel Bari.
If it's a Kosel Bari, you're Chayv on the wall. If it's a Kosel Ru'ua, you're
Chayv. Right, correct. You're also Chayv on the wall.
Whatever
that is. Right, right.
Right, but yet the Rambam doesn't write that. Ram doesn't talk about the wall.
He's not talking about the wall.
He's not talking about the wall. He's not talking about the behemoth. It's not that he had to write.
And Achanami, it could be that. It could be the Ram holds that you're chayv on the behemoth also. Could be. But the Rashi says the case talking about the behemoth is Baruchan. Maybe Ram just doesn't want to talk about that case. He wants to talk about the case of Mir Mazik. And he happens to put in Hilchos Chayv Olamazik. And it happens to be it's Lavdafka over here and it's Lavdafka that. And it's very deceptive. Could be. It could be. The Ram did it all and it's all Lavdafka. But it also could be Dafka.
Can you explain this for Tyson's off the way?
The Goyin probably learns like you. The Goyin says, Af bin Iskehel, and Sals Dinik de Garmi, it doesn't belong in Iske Maman, and all that stuff is all I'm not going to. Ken Zayn, Abba Ken Zayn Nish.
Can you see that, Sir Tyson, also that's maybe why he holds it, even though you're doing it for a mitzvah,
right.
You're still chayiv, because if you let out your animal, even
to
mitzvah, you're still.
Oh, even though it's a mitzvah, you're chayiv b'dinei shamayim, not b'dinei adam. Could be that's the gather of dinei shamayim. Al kopon rabbi said we have three different shitas over here. I want to go through them. What? So I'm going to go through three different shitas as follows. Rashi's shita is there's only one thing, mazik. Everything else is not chayiv. What's dinei shamayim? Dinei shamayim is just peronius. It's just. Maybe even if there was no Hezek, Dinei Shamayim is just Peronius. That's Rashi. The Tosfos holds, there's something called Garmi and Groma, and you have to know where the line is. What's Garmi and what's Groma? Lots of Rishonim come up with all different combinations and formulas, what's Garmi and Groma. Tosfos happens to hold that our case, where the animal is, your Peretz Gedolf Nebehem is Chaveiro, is Groma, and therefore you should be Pater on the Behema. And Tosfos says you're only going to be Chayiv on Bidin Shamayim because Midin Lemaisa the Hefsid, you cause the Hefsid. And Tosis, those are all the different shades according to Tosis. In the Rambam, it's not clear what the Rambam holds. It's possible the Rambam holds that the Chiv is Midine de Garmi and holds that this is called Garmi and therefore you're going to be Chayiv. Or maybe the Rambam holds the Chiv is a totally different thing. It's Midin Niske Mamoin. I become the Bailim on the Mamoin and therefore I'm Chayiv. Either way, the Rambam seems to hold that the din, when it comes to Yotze Sidei Shemayim, is also a din momen chayiv. He doesn't think Miskaven makes a difference. Tosis doesn't think Miskaven makes a difference. Bolot Yotze Sidei Shemayim, the Rambam and Tosis both hold, is a chiyuv momen. Rashi holds it's stam a peronius. Nafka min would be, does it help tvisa? And can you be, and all those other types of things. Those are the shitas here in the sukkah. Let's start the next Gemara. Zok the Gemara. Amar Mar. Someone who koifef means to bend. Koimasoi shel chavero is koimasoi is referring to its stalks, things that stand up tall. Lefnei hadleika, in front of the fire. Hey chidami, well, that's going to be a case of your potter b'dinei adam chay b'dinei shemayim. What's the case? Ilem demati leberuach metzuya b'dinei adam nami lechayv. If it comes in a ruach metzuya, so b'dinei adam, you should also be chayv. This is exactly what the case is. Why you're chayv? How you're chayv? So you're potter b'dinei Adam, you're chayv b'dinei Shemayim. I would understand according to Rashi why you're chayv b'dinei Shemayim. You're chayv b'dinei Shemayim. Because you're a bad person. Right. It's a ruach she'eino metzuya. So why was he being chayv b'kamasu shel chaveiro?
Bad intentions.
Bad intentions. What does Rashi say? Ruach she'eino metzuya. Demidi delo salka adaitahi. What does that mean? So he had bad intentions. He didn't have.
But Rashi over here says kidei.
He had bad intentions.
Rashi over there says kidei. So what's going on over here? Is it kidei or is it not kidei? Lo salka daitach and still kidei.
Yeah, he had bad intentions. He just didn't expect it to happen. That's what
I got it. I guess mazikim can be very optimistic. They don't expect it to happen. Could be. Rashi Yomer Tamun Itmar. Itmar Mishum Deshavi Tamun Be'esh. What's Tamun, says Rashi? Tamun Itmar, says Rashi. Shakisa komas chaver b'sdinin kishara deleika etzla. He covered the son of chaver when he saw the deleika etzla. When he saw it. Why does it have to be when he saw it? Because Rashi's saying, what was his intention? Causing that. V'huloi shalachas ha-bi'ira. He wasn't the one who sent the bi'ira. V'shavya tamun v'garam l'hafsidas ha-nizik u'lepater ha-samavir depater al tamun be'ish. Rashi's coming to explain why you chayv b'dinei shamayim, right? Because you garm lahafsid is anizik lipatas amavir depatar al tamim be'esh. So it was according to Rashi, I have an easy time with this. Because is this a bad guy?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Is he trying to cause hefsid to the mazik, to the nizik?
Yeah.
Okay. Did he do any hezik? No. Did he burn anything?
No.
It was burning anyway. All he did was he covered it. If you hold Balat Sisidei Shemayim is just because Perani is because you were a bad guy, say that. But if Balat Sisidei Shemayim is because you're etvos a mazik, you're not a mazik enough for us to be chayiv yubidei odom, but you're etvos a mazik chayiv yubidei shemayim. What do I do?
You cause him to lose grandma.
You cause the mazik not to pay.
You cause him not to pay me. I didn't cause you to lose money. I caused you to lose.
You caused a loss of money.
A lot.
So
this is the shaila. You cause someone to not get paid.
For example, like if you burn a shtar,
that's called, that's a goyrim limamon kamamon. Over there, I burnt the shtar. I didn't burn the shtar here. I didn't burn anything. You're right, but I was mafsid on a goyrim limamon. I'm not even mafsid on a goyrim limamon. All I did was I made the other person want to pay you. I just made him putter from paying. I didn't create the... So, what? So he's not going to get paid. I was going that you wouldn't get paid. Is that enough to mechayev l'idei shamayim? That's a chiddush, Rabbi said. I would like to suggest maybe not. You have to understand what taman is. Maybe taman is even more than that. Maybe taman is mafkia the shem mazik from the person that lit it. And if I mafkia the shem mazik from the person that lit it, then what?
Why?
That's got to someone, of course, to me.
Why
is that we'll have to see. We'll continue business.
Why does taman make it worse?